It is 5:32, so we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. All right. So item number one, Pledge of Allegiance. Stan, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Ready? Begin.
Oh, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are you looking at?
They're in the corner.
Bigger one over there. We have a bigger flag, I promise.
We are following your lead.
That's from the vision.
Yeah, that's all right.
That was funny.
Item number two, roll call. So let the record show that Director Chuck is gone and Director Alexis is gone. Everybody else is present, and we do not have our legal counsel here with us tonight, so it's just the board, so we won't go into any closed session or anything of hot topics. So item number three, agenda approval.
I move that we approve tonight's agenda.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Item carries. Item number four, public comment. Any public comment? Anybody? You can speak on your agenda item, or you can speak in public comment.
Stretch in the right of the sir. Just want to announce that we still are sponsoring the ham radio training class in May. If anybody is interested in taking that course, cert@gmail.com for the information.
Very good.
There will be a Friday night for 3 hours, then all day Saturday, all day Sunday, with the exam to get your SEC license on Sunday afternoon.
Thank you.
And I'm going to sit for this, but Timberland Lions Club of Wrightwood is here in regards to number 10, 11, and 12 on the variances for the Houston Breakfast General Club Meeting and Lions Fitness in the Forest.
We do that when we hit the item.
Okay.
This is public comment.
Okay.
I didn't hear you, sorry.
She can do both legally.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, I apologize. I am so sorry.
Robert's rules.
I take that back.
You definitely can do both if you want.
I did not realize that.
To do it before the variance request.
Okay, I mean, then why put it on the agenda?
you don't have to have it on the second part. That was what the Brown Act said. Are we something we do for somebody else?
Interesting.
I could be wrong, I'm just paying money.
Love it.
But in public comment, board can't respond.
That's right.
Because it's just public comment.
Right. So if you're asking for your variance.
We weren't. I was just bringing why we're here.
Oh, gosh. I apologize, everybody. Sorry.
All good.
Good to hear you.
Love it. It's the weather. It's all good.
So, I apologize.
Do you want to continue with your public comment?
I apologize. Okay. That was it. Just saying why she's here.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other public comments out there? Awesome. Okay, moving on to item number five, agency reports.
Hello, Sergeant Mark Rios with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. Just wanted to report that our system was still down, so as far as call volumes and arrests reports, we still don't have that information, but I wanted to let you know that we've been up here the past 2 weekends. I plan on being back up here again this weekend with deputies for the enforcement. It seems to have been working really well. We only had, I want to say, just a couple of calls where people had gotten into private property, and we were able to successfully get them off and with a little effort is needed. So it went real well. So again, we'll probably be back up again this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sergeant, do you know, were you in talks with LA County, who they had up here, if they had extra patrol? They usually do. I'm just curious if you knew.
I don't believe they had anyone. That CHP was up here.
Okay.
And they, one day they only had one, but the following day they had two. It was really good.
Yeah, it seemed like it was pretty smooth.
Yeah, I know I saw at least one CHP and two sheriff on one day, so that was nice.
Fortunately, unfortunately, all the snow melted on the side street, so there wasn't much snow play action going on. It was mainly mountain high, but we appreciate the extra patrol and effort.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Any other agencies? I don't think so. Okay. Moving on to item number 6, consent calendar. Did you guys look over the board minutes?
Yeah, I did. It looked fine to me. So. Okay. I move that we approve the consent calendar.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Item carries. It's going to be the fastest meeting ever.
Yeah.
Okay, item number 8, December 2023, January 2024 financials. Christina, we just did the agency reports. Do you have anything from Snowline? Sorry to put you on the spot right as you walk in.
We missed one day of school due to snow. The roads were not safe for our students to drive the buses.
And, sorry.
Everybody should have heard of the Brightwood Elementary Golden Raccoon program. It's received notoriety on every media avenue, and it's a program that connects students to senior citizens in the community, generally their neighbors, and especially during weather events, they watch out for each other.
No.
It's a wonderful program.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to John Garner for that. And that's all I have to report.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, back to the financials. Did you guys have any questions for Tammy or anything to bring up?
I think we're doing a general
We skipped general managers real quick.
That's okay. I crossed it off. I'm just ahead
That's
of
all right. You're that hurt.
Let's circle back. Item number 7, general managers report.
This was
explains a lot of the financials too. So.
Okay. Yeah, this was written. I didn't change it when I reposted, so anyway. First of all, I'd like to start the meeting by giving a huge thanks to the Wrightwood property owners for their generous donation of $1,150 for our Parks and Rec Children's Dance Program. The donations were raised by a challenge to the community that the property owners would match donations up to $500. Because of the generosity of the community, we'll be able to purchase the equipment needed to make the dance program a success. Adult softball registration is now open for the spring season and will close on March 5th. The first game of the season is scheduled for March 10th, with playoffs being on May 19th. There will be a mandatory team captains meeting at the community building on March 5th at 6:30. The painting of the interior of the community building has been finished, along with the installation of new baseboards. While prepping the building to paint, one of the electrical outlets shot out a huge spark when we were trying to take off the faceplate. So I had Davison Electric come out, investigate, and we were told that it was a loose wire hitting the little metal box inside, so we fixed it. So I am going to have them come out, though, and check them all, just to make sure we don't start any fires.
Ideally.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm also in the process of getting quotes to have, we had some security cameras donated to us. Just getting timing on everyone, getting here with the weather, and getting someone to come and look, because I want some moved to the park, some added. I just want to secure us up a little better. So hopefully by next meeting I'll have some information on that. The reserves for operation has been transferred to an interest-bearing account, adding anywhere from 3 to 4% interest, which is approximately $300 a month. Let's see, I was able to attend 2 webinars hosted by the CSDA, the critical nature of communications in the public agency, which is a very informative 2-hour course that discussed parts of the Brown Act in regards to staff and board relations, communications, relations with the public, and much more. I really highly recommend this webinar to all of our board members, CSD staff. It's really a good one. I also finished a course, Grant Funding 201 for Special Districts. It was another really informative webinar that gave me actually a few other resources that are like CSD resources. So I'm really excited about that. I'm already looking into one right now. I was going to talk more about it at the next meeting. So Let's see, I kind of jumped all over the place on that. Speaking of grants, we should have the remainder of the grant money any second. They had a accounting issue on the state side. That's what took so long to get the remainder. Like I said, she told me this a month ago, so it should be in my hand any day. Well, this was back on February 14th. The Parks and Rec was hosted a senior luncheon with refreshments and dessert. There was a raffle. I'm kind of changing it because it's happened. A bunch of raffle baskets. The items were donated from our local businesses. I was able to attend, but it was a great time. We had a full house. Vicki and the volunteers did an amazing job. Every seat was taken. The food was delicious. So I hope every month, every second Wednesday, we're having a themed senior lunch. So check your calendars and newspaper and stuff. It was a really good time. Let's see. Like I said, I wrote this before. Victor Hernandez with Senator Ochoa Boak's office was here on the 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So he will be here again next month, the third Thursday. I didn't write that down. The third Thursday from 11 to 1. People are coming. He said this is the only one of these mobile offices where people have showed up. So we actually have a community that is, yes, he's loving it, so he's willing to keep coming. So think of those questions, anything. That's why he's here.
Any good questions come out of it? Anything you can
report? They're kind of private, so I don't sit on. Some, I mean, I could, but I try not to, because they're individual, you know.
Yeah.
But anyone have any questions?
Could you talk a little bit more about the grant? I'm unaware of what you have done with the grant. You said you have one.
I'm in the process of getting more information on a grant that it's for more for like the wastewater that we're working on.
For downtown.
I didn't want to say anything because, you know, how they go.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm really excited. So I'll let you know more the next meeting. Yes.
So yeah. Cool. You guys have any questions? Anything, Kristen?
I just wanted to thank you guys for your work, for a great job this month. And I wanted to say I really, really like that you did that Valentine's Day senior luncheon, and I love that you guys are doing that. I think that's such a great offering. So I just want to thank you and all the people that came together to help that happen. It's amazing.
It was really cool. It really was.
I saw
really
the
impressed.
Photos online, and
yeah,
it was
the photos.
So
I wish
cute.
Vicki was here.
Yeah.
She deserves
huge
great
kudos. Job.
She really does. She prepared, she has volunteers, but she's the go-to.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So thank you. And thank you to Vicki and everyone.
Okay.
Actually crossing that off. There we go. Now moving on to item number 8, financials, December and January.
I looked them over. They were fine to me. I didn't really have any questions about them. Are you the only one?
What?
I said I looked them over and I didn't really have any questions.
I looked them over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. This is meetings without Chuck, man. Go quickly. All right. And we don't do any kind of motion on that, right? We just acknowledge?
I think so.
That's what he usually says. Okay. Moving on to item number 9, cert variance request, discussion, and possible action. Mr. Stretch.
Hi again, Stretch Suba with Wrightwood CERT. We are a community-based organization, all volunteer. We do several things for the community, and we're just asking for variance for the... Actually, we only have 9 meetings, but we're going to have 2 more days for the ham class, and potentially in the fall, a CERT training class for 3 Saturdays. We're just asking that we can use a community building for that purpose.
Sounds good.
Okay. Need anything else?
I don't think so. This is the same variance that you asked for last year, correct?
There's packets for sale. They're by the back door.
Did he say that? I know.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
We were all distracted. Something shiny.
It's the same one.
Yes, it's the same one as every year.
Okay. Great. Well, I don't have any questions. Any questions from you guys? And for the record, Director Alexis has joined us at 5:48.
Both clock, every clock in here is different.
5:48. I like that one. Just keep chiming. Okay, I don't have any questions. I'd like to motion that we approve this variance for the CERT variance request for the building rental. All second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? motion carries. Woo! Such a shocker. That was a tight one. I was a second. Oh, sorry. Okay, item number 10, Lions Club Easter Breakfast variance request.
Hi, I am Jill Carlton Payne, president of Timberland Lions Club of Brightwood, and we're asking for a variance for our Easter breakfast. And Yale, you're the chair. Tell them what we're going to be doing for the community. It's going to be huge.
Yes, the Easter Bunny always comes.
Oh.
And it will do breakfast will be from 7 to 1. We have a children's table for children doing crafts. The breakfast is eggs, sausage,
pancakes,
whatever else, drinks. And the price is really what is astounding. It's a gift to humanity, I think. Is to keep this thing going and say so people are not denied the ability to go ahead and do time on Easter. The tickets are $7 for children, $10 for an adult. Family of four will be $30. With no tips. And no extra charge for drinks, so it's really a good deal. And we are cooperating with the
Chamber of Commerce, so we're going to have our Easter Bunny after 1 o'clock hop on over to the school to do the Easter egg hunt. So it's coordinated really good this year.
Nice.
With all of
so Juan is the egg hunt? Later in the day?
Yeah, at
1
o'clock.
The lunch and the breakfast ends at 1. And at 1, the Easter egg hunt.
Okay.
Again, so it'll be
at what time was it at last year?
It's a little later this
year. It was on a different day, so we've coordinated, so it's all together.
No, that's awesome.
There. But we're a 501c3, one of the world's largest service organizations, and those funds will be going back into the community.
Yes,
the largest.
Are you cooking this year?
Yes.
No Boy Scouts?
No, Boy Scouts aren't coming up. We've got a crew and probably a couple of some morning helpers. So it's all taken care of. It's coordinated really good. So
awesome.
Lots of advertising. Ticket Leap. We're going to be doing Ticket Leap for the sales on there. So
I always like to enforce to the money raised. Does go back into the community and scholarships for students.
Oh no, I come every year.
Yeah.
You have to sell me on it.
You're going to get a good deal.
I don't have to clean up. No, and I know it's a donated, I think it's a mad.
Okay.
I just have one question. It says dates to be considered the 30th and the 31st, and the notes it just says the 31st. So what's.
We come in because a lot of us work, we have different, we belong to different clubs, and so what we do is we come in Saturday. And we have our decorated committee that goes out and gathers our Easter bunnies and decorates and sets the stage up and everything. And then our kitchen crew will be out prepping the night before so that when we hit the next morning, coffee's ready, eggs are ready, everything's all prepped. So we do the night before.
They're mixing eggs and the...
Yep. 200 eggs. 200 eggs we have to crack.
Okay.
But that's the 2 days.
And so the total amount to be considered for this variance is only $85? That's what they're asking. Yeah. Okay.
Like on Thursday, we have a dance class on Thursday, or the 30th. Oh. So would you come in after our dance class?
Well, 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay.
2 o'clock. Yeah. So the afternoon.
Well, I'm definitely inclined to support this. I think it's great for the community, and I appreciate all the effort that goes into it on the back end. And if we can just support, you know, financially with providing help with the building, I'd like to do that myself. And
we were just kind of chit-chatting to ourselves here. It says here 11 hours that you'll be using the building, the $181. We would actually, depending on the rest of the board's vote here, like to provide a variance for that entire amount instead of the 85 that you're asking for.
Wonderful.
That's a small amount. It's a community program.
I agree with that. I'll let you ladies weigh in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck.
Yeah, don't clap yet. Chuck's not here. Chuck's not here. Get a bird.
I'm fine.
Yeah. You're okay. Yeah. You want to make the motion then?
Yeah, so I'll make a motion to approve the variance as presented with the additional
to cover the total fee. Yeah.
So I will make a motion to cover the total fee for the variance request for the Lions Club Easter breakfast.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Now you can go. Okay, moving along. Item number 12, Lions Club Fitness in the Forest variance request.
Wait,
did I skip one?
General meeting.
I cross it off as I'm doing it.
That's 12.
General meeting. Yeah. So item number 11, general meeting.
So we have 11 meetings a year. We're asking for a variance on that, and we're doing some really good things this year. We're adding guest speakers, inviting the community, and doing lots of advertising for that. So same thing. It's basically for the community, and our meetings touch on bingo and what we need to do for our fundraisers that go back into the community. So we're asking just for those 11 dates.
So you're asking for $16 off of the 11 dates? Am I reading that
correctly? No, I'm sorry. The 4 hours would equal $66,
mm-hmm.
and they're requesting that it be $50, which means, you know, it's a $16 saving.
So, yeah.
So,
well,
yeah,
because
so we
have a change in here. It says we request to pay $50 for each Thursday.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, it's not.
Okay, so yeah,
so they're asking for a $16.
They want a $16 discount.
Just a $16 discount. Yeah.
For the 11 meetings.
Instead of paying 90 or 66, they want to pay 50.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't write that out right.
Now, is this something that we've done in the past?
Uh-huh.
It's just a continuation of what.
Yeah. And we even take out the trash.
Oh.
So they're asking
the
for
Lions are very good at cleaning up after
the
themselves.
Year. Yeah,
and then we appreciate it.
It's $176 for the year that they're asking of the discount.
Or
to
make it easy.
We got to pay our bills, unfortunately.
Exactly.
We have to charge something.
I'll let you guys weigh in because I've been going down, so I'll let you ladies weigh in first.
That we supported and done each year in the past.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't think you need 16 for 4 hours. That's not a lot of money. I'll have an issue with it.
So do we have a...
Oh, no, you're done with that one.
We're going to use that as
well. People's houses to look up when you can get your insurance to find the origination of that building.
Do I have a motion?
Thank you.
I'll make the motion.
A second.
And then you got three different
dates. Years or something.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? Motion carries.
Hi. Alexis motioned and Christy said.
All right, now item number 12, Lions Club Fitness in the Forest variance request.
Okay. Yeah. Fitness in the Forest is just the, you know, we're a We Serve organization, and we noticed that the Park and Rec
opportunities in our community are really doing great now because of the steps that you guys have taken. If you didn't know, if you see what you've done, it's really remarkable and so appreciated. But we still aren't a full board park and rec system, so there are a lot of things that are falling through the cracks. So because we're a research organization, the Lions provides a free recreational thing, and nobody pays anything for it. It's all done through Lions funds and fundraising that we do in other ways. And we have we gather people every Monday at 9:30, and they come and they walk along the village trail. And then at 10 o'clock, they start with our PE teacher. She's a certificated PE teacher, and she leads indoor chair exercises. And it's also a social gathering opportunity for those who usually would just stay home and not get involved. Drawn off many community members. We're up to 22 people who are on our registration now. They don't always come every time, but we've attracted 22 people who are now participating in this recreational thing in Wrightwood, and it's at our community building, and we don't charge anything for it, but we're just asking for help, not even doing it for free. It just helps so that it's not so much of a burden on the funds that we have, which really, if you saw our funds, even Chuck would be shocked. So we don't have that much money, but we want to do stuff for the community, so we're doing it as best we can. And we would appreciate your support on this one while we continue to offer this recreational activity. And thank you again for all the other aggressive steps that you've taken to provide park and rec services for us. You started with nothing.
Yeah.
And you pulled it together by yourselves, and it's so commendable. Thank you.
So I would like to throw it out there that we provide them the complete variance for the rental, considering we're parks and recreation. We aren't paying for an instructor, we aren't doing any of those things, and I know that there is a good group of people that regularly participate in this.
Yeah.
And it's
and they're seniors, and this is amazing. I've watched from day one. I don't think I'm supposed to say anything, but I am totally for it.
Yeah.
It's part of the seniors, it's physical activity. Yeah.
Minimal
great
cost.
Thing. Yeah.
$24.
They're there for an hour, they 100%. Don't make a mess. It's
a free instructor.
Yeah, so I agree 100%. I've said this for a long time that, you know, I'm appreciative that there's people out there doing this because we, you know, we're building, like you said, and we're trying to facilitate what we can with our staff. And I think it's wonderful in the community that we have people that are already doing it. And so if we can support them by providing building space or whatever it is, I say 100%. The more, the better. And so I support that
100%. Yeah, my only concern was insurance, but it says here they don't have it.
So
they do.
We're covered. Yeah.
So I'll motion that we approve this variance 100% for the Lions Club Fitness in the Forest request.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Before we move to 13, I know we've talked about this before, but I don't recall seeing it. Can we get a list of variances that we have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We created one for Chuck. I'll get you one.
Did you? Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just kind of see what that looks like.
Yeah,
for
somebody. That's good. Yeah.
I put it in a packet a little while ago, but I'll get you one.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item number 13, purchase of desktop computer for office. Tammy, do you want to go over
yeah, that? I really hate asking for staff, but
that's kind of important.
This kind of lately, yeah. Okay, in an attempt to improve the ergonomics of our office, and if any of you have seen it, you know it's not even close, I'm just requesting a desktop computer for day-to-day functions of the district. Working on the laptop with the elevated desk, it's kind of starting to take its toll on my body. I have to kind of hunch over to read the screen. I'm like this all day. I have no desk space, and with the, you know, so my papers are here. It's just really awkward, so it'd be nice to be able to have a desktop, and it'd be a lot. I also feel there'd be less risk of damage to the laptop because I won't be transporting it home and back and forth every single day, because I do. That's because I do work at home, as many of you are aware. So it'd be nice if I could just leave a laptop at home and have one at work, you know, give me a little more room and one I could see and just be a little more comfortable. I know it's, you know, asking a lot, but it would make my job a little easier.
Yeah. I have a question. Do you have, like, I don't know what the work space is, but do you have, like, a way to transfer files and stuff like that, or are you using, like, a USB?
The laptop is tied with our, they're tied together. So the one I want to get is the same one that's okay. In the office now, where we can literally merge them all. And so, because we would like to add to staff eventually also. So that would help, just having that.
And there. These three quotes, they're all the same.
They're the exact same computer. So I figured going through Dell, it was the cheapest, and they're usually the easiest to deal with, you know, warranty-wise. And
so I'd actually like to recommend maybe an alternative of an external monitor. Have you looked into that? Because you can get a much bigger one, or two of them for both of you, for half this price, and your laptop just plugs into it. Because then you don't have to worry about file transfer or changing anything.
So just the
monitor. That's so. At my last couple of city jobs, I get nice monitors that on the.
That'd be cool. I don't know much about computers, so if there's an opportunity,
I think you would have to rebuy all of your software and all those things that
and transfer files. But it's seriously just a cord you plug it in, and you can get a way bigger one than 24 inches.
I don't need bigger than that.
Well,
but
it does make it a lot easier. Working
okay,
space on the document open.
That's awesome. No, I'll be fine with that too.
I think that might be the simpler solution, and you get more bang for your buck.
Okay.
I don't have personal experience with it, but I do know that with this, you're probably going to have to buy some add-ons to make your, you know, for your software and stuff like that. So that will be an additional cost. So I mean, if you just plug it in, and if it just shows you exactly what it is.
Can you keep your laptop closed and like put away?
But up on its side, out of the way. You can put it on a shelf.
That's the
issue.
It's like space.
You can get a full like ergonomic keyboard, mouse, everything. It's a pretty simple docking system.
I never thought of that. Okay.
So if
I think there are a couple people here who have expertise that is their job.
I work in IT, but I'm not just part of it. I'm sorry.
Versus getting a desktop computer. Or an external monitor. She already has a laptop.
Your laptop is okay. Like, you don't have a problem with that at all.
No, I just can't. It's just so small.
Yeah,
working on
monitor,
it all day,
yeah,
because, it's hard.
Because
that
desktop, you're going to have to move everything. Like, my clock came in at that part. You have to migrate everything over, and it's never, I can tell you, it's never the same. If you've got something that's working, get the monitors.
Okay.
They have, I would look, even if you go to Best Buy and just ask questions about docking, it's called docking station.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
A docking
station and the monitors.
Yep.
The other thing that's cool about having the monitor.
Do you want his phone number?
Yes, I'll give it to you. I'll give my number afterwards.
Are you going to be at the meeting Thursday?
Yes, I'll be there.
If I don't catch you tonight, for sure Thursday.
The other thing that's cool about having the two monitors is now you can do dual screen, and you can be working on two things or looking at one and doing the other instead of having to close out.
I know, but you could be.
You'll get there.
You could be. Like, it's great, like looking at the agenda and working on a Word document.
Okay, that's cool.
You can do two things.
You'll do it really quick, and then you won't be able to live without it.
I know.
Yeah,
you go home like, I can't see anything.
Have more space, I think, for two tabs.
But you can mount it up.
There's plenty of options.
Yeah,
because
I had one that had a dual.
Because we had that mounting bar that we tried to rip it out.
There's
a lot of flexibility.
Okay, I didn't think of that. I would never have bought this because I'm not a computer person.
Yeah, I think that's better.
No, that's fine.
I'm not saying no to this, but I think there's a better alternative.
Nope, I will definitely look into that.
I think you'll spend more time trying to get everything over, and it won't be the same, and you'll be more miserable.
No, that's good to know. Seriously, thank
you.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Cool. I appreciate that.
What does a monitor usually cost?
Less than
wouldn't be about
400.
It would depend on what you wanted, but I would say around 200.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I threw a number out there, I would say $200.
I was going to say you
for
could
two
just
monitors or for a big one,
it.
You know, whatever you decided to do.
Oh.
I had a big
curved
one.
It was under 300.
Because of your spending limit, you don't have to really bring it back to the board.
Okay.
Unless you guys want it to, but if it's under the spending limit, then she can just buy it so she doesn't have to wait.
That'd be nice. And I could,
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
No, I like that.
We have a line item for upgrades, don't we?
Yeah.
Anyways,
I think
so. Yeah, so we have the budget.
Cool.
Yeah, I would say go look into it.
Okay.
If you don't mind, or bring it back if you have more questions.
Okay, thank you.
Nice.
Cool. Okay, item number 14, replacement of baseball field netting quote, discussion and possible action.
Corey's here.
Oh, if you want to speak on it.
The left field net, at least 10 years old, since I've been there. It's got a bunch of holes in it, it's dripping from all the weather, and it's basically not doing stopping. So it's not being like, so hard, but it's intended to do.
Yeah.
That's just like, not something I want to deal with.
Yeah.
I got three quotes. I went ahead and asked for the cheapest quote. I looked through the quotes pretty diligently, and it seems as good, if not better, than the other two. So we're basically asking for $2,500, which is the cost of the net, and the legal cost. We'll basically come out of pocket for the rental of two scissor lifts, which is about $1,000, and that will install it.
So. I have stuff to say about it, but I'll let everyone go first.
Well, I don't know much about it,
okay.
So I'd like to hear
well,
from
you. Well, so I 100% fully think that we need to support this for many reasons that I wrote down. So we use the netting for softball. It's very important for us, especially at softball, because we are the ones that are hitting massive home runs every single weekend. And Little League, yeah, they hit home runs here and there.
Personally?
You know, no, I have hit one. So we are, it is very important to our program, you know, safety wise, to protect our park goers. But also, I wanted to remind the board that we have a lease with the school district for the use of the field itself, and that is like a after-school park area for us. And the school district is very gracious in letting us use that park area for free, and we have a lease with them in which we were able to get our park grant and everything. And so I think that there's a lot of reasons that I feel that as the CSD that we need to kind of put in and contribute towards like keeping our facilities nice. And in our facilities don't just mean our community building and our park itself, but we use that field and we use that as a park area. And that net, like Corey said, I see it, my kids play Little League, I know there's holes everywhere, we have to dig, you know, go run for the balls, find them all over the park, they're out of the park all the time. So it's very necessary. And I think as a, you know, in good faith and as a showing of responsibility as a CSD, I think we need to be contributing to some of those things because, you know, although it's the school district, it's Little League, and it's us that are utilizing it, I think, you know, we have a big part in that, and we need to consider that. And I'm just looking at my notes one more time. And Little League's an all-volunteer organization, and I know that they have lots of other projects that they need their funds for, and they do a lot of fundraising every year to meet those specific projects. But if we can help in something that we have, like, direct, like, need and use for with safety, I think we need to step up and kind of cover the cost of making that happen. So that's my opinion. And I did the softball numbers, just kind of in a general look of it, and Tammy and Angela can of course correct me because they're looking at it more closely now than I was when I like put the program together. But if we base, we're planning on having three seasons this season, and so if we base it on our average of 10 teams per season, is which our average normally is, we are going to come out of it profit for this annual year of $6,380. Give or take with like the materials and stuff that we pay on like chalk and balls and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, Tammy, correct me, I budgeted like $1,000 for that for the year. But I could
know
be wrong.
We're going into budget, so I'm not.
Oh, no. I just did the numbers because I wanted to be prepared because I really felt like, I know, Tammy, I appreciate your recommendation on doing half of it, but I would like to step up and try and do all of it. And that's just my recommendation. So I wrote down the numbers if anyone wants to look at them. And that's my interesting thoughts.
When's the last time it was replaced?
10 years ago, you said?
At least 10.
I've been here for 10 years. So the ROI is probably pretty good. I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. It will be a yearly
thing.
That's
a good point.
So,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
And we're only there once a week. for 3 months. So that's why I don't feel we should pay for the whole thing, but
yeah,
that's fine.
But we have 3 seasons, and so if we start in March, we're going through November. So we really are using it, and Little League uses it for 2 seasons, and we're using it for 3. So,
and okay, even if we weren't using it, again, going back to Parks and Recreation, I think that that's a great program for the community. A lot of kids really rely on that program, and we have the lease with the school district to kind of take care of things on our end that we do use, and I would like to honor that and help the community. So I'm with you before you even said all of that. I'd like to cover all of it.
Yes, so I'm getting that out there.
I feel like the softball teams probably contribute to a little bit more wear and tear than Little League.
Hey, you don't know. These kids are good.
So.
Cool. So do we have a motion, Natalie? You want to make the motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion to, I'd like to make a motion to approve the quote for $2,502.73 for supporting the net for the elementary school.
Do you want to do $2,600, not to exceed $2,600?
Okay. Yeah. So I'll make a motion to approve $2,600, not to exceed for this replacement netting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Item number 15, vision plan. I think we're going to table till the March meeting. If you have anything to add to that? Okay, we'll be tabling that till the March meeting. So item number 16, rescheduling March 2024 regular board meeting. To March 11th is your date?
Yeah, I have a commitment that I'm unable to reschedule, so I'm asking the board that if we could reschedule the March 5th to March 11th at 5:30. I believe I asked everyone ahead of time, and council, Steve can be there also if need be.
Okay.
We need him.
I can be there. That's good with me.
Do we need a motion, or
I'm not sure how that works. I think we just motion.
It would be a special meeting, I believe, since it's
or
not
we just
our
make the
regular
board
Tuesday
meeting, right?
We could do
that. We did that last time.
Steve gave me a couple options. We could do that and just move, I think. But
let's just table it. Ask Steve, and then I can call a special meeting the day before.
Yeah, because he did say we could just switch it, but I had it on the agenda, so I didn't do it that way.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure we can.
So too.
Yeah. Then we just cancel it like I did this last one because of weather.
Right.
You know, just do the letter and all
the
that.
The day before
stuff.
Is a Sunday.
So
I could call it tomorrow. If you ask Steve tomorrow, we can do it.
Yeah. Or vote is what I would think, and then we know for sure.
Yeah, I think that's how we normally do it is we vote on it
and
if
then
we
that,
need a different day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since it's on the agenda.
So we need a motion?
Yeah, so.
I think so.
You want to make the motion? Ms. Natalie?
Sure.
I think so.
So I'll motion that we reschedule our regular March 2024 meeting
just
from March 5th to March 11th, 2024.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Enjoy your trip.
Okay, item number 17, director's comments. Alexis, let's start with you.
Hi. So sorry I'm
welcome.
Late. This is the fastest board meeting I think I've ever been to. So I want to say thank you all for coming out. And I am really excited to be able to support the community in all the ways that we have done tonight. And I'm excited to see all of you, all of your faces here tonight. And I want to say thank you to Tammy and Angela for all the hard work that you're doing right now. I appreciate it.
If it's like a death, think of it.
Like sitting over here.
I can't see you. Good stuff, quick meetings. And then also to Tammy for really working on the, what is it, the money, what are they called?
Grant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The grants for
the
us. I know that that's not easy and a lot of effort. And then tracking it down
a month late or whatever they're supposed to give it to you. So thank you for that. Really appreciate it. And Angela, you too, for all the efforts that you do every day. Thank you.
I again would like to thank you guys for all of your hard work. Every time I go into the office, you guys are doing so many things in a million projects. And you do such a good job and you have so much patience. And so I appreciate that. And thank you to everyone that's here tonight and for being involved. And, you know, I like that all the community has passion in all different ways and everyone comes together to make it happen. So thank you for that. And to my fellow board members, thank you. And to Chuck, missed you. And yeah, look forward to the next board meeting. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you to the community for being patient with us as we rescheduled the board meeting. Tammy and I, the day before, were like, should we cancel? Should we not? I don't know. But ended up being way worse than I expected.
Me too.
And there's no reason for all of us to be out on the road. We were able to handle everything tonight. I appreciate all of the community involvement in all of these organizations. That's one of the best things about Wrightwood is everything that all of you guys do. And it's just great to see. So thank you to staff. Thank you to our public agencies for keeping the smoothness the last couple weekends. It's been a breath of fresh air, knock on wood. Nothing gets too crazy for the rest of winter.
It hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, so hopefully communication and property owners has been great about getting out information about who to call for dispatch. We've been harping on calling dispatch because you guys don't know we have issues till we call it in. So I think all around we've made a lot of progress on that over the last couple of years, which has been great.
Yes.
So with that, item number 18, future board meetings, March 11th at 5:30 at the community building. And meeting is adjourned at 6:19.